USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the Ukraine invasion by Russia, the results of an investigation by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe into alleged human rights violations by Russia are set to be publicly released today. Germany, France, Britain, and the United States invoked the body's Moscow mechanism to investigate the allegations. President Zelensky on Wednesday.
How could a plan that provides for the death of tens of thousands of its own soldiers in a little more than a month of war come about? Who could approve such a plan? And what is the final level of their own losses acceptable for this person? Dozens or still hundreds of thousands of dead Russians?
Confirmed COVID-19 cases have now surpassed 500 million worldwide. That's according to Johns Hopkins University data. The actual number of cases among the world's population of nearly 8 billion people is believed to be much higher. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
More details are coming forward on how the Boy Scouts of America will move forward. Katie Lewis reports.
Attorneys for the Boy Scouts of America say protecting local BSA councils and troop sponsoring organizations from future liability for child sex abuse claims is critical to the national group's reorganization plan. They argued before a Delaware bankruptcy judge on Tuesday that liability releases for non-debtor third parties are not fair or necessary. The Boy Scouts sought bankruptcy protection in February 2020 to halt hundreds of individual lawsuits and create a settlement trust for child sex abuse victims. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After yesterday's dismal inflation numbers, the United States is struggling with levels of inflation that haven't been seen in 40 years, bringing up recession talk. On a positive note, we're still seeing strong growth. Still, the economy's momentum has slowed, but there is hope this can be turned around. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
After a gunman terrorized subway riders in New York City Tuesday, Mayor Eric Adams held a press conference from his COVID quarantine location.
We have not found any live explosive devices, but the suspect in today's attack detonated smoke bombs to cause havoc. We will not allow New Yorkers to be terrorized, even by a single individual. NYPD is searching for the suspect at large, and we will find him. But we ask the public to come forward with any information that may help us in this investigation. They can simply call 800-577-TIPS. 800-577-TIPS.
Authorities want to question 62-year-old Frank R. James as a U-Haul he rented is believed to be the getaway vehicle. A court in Texas has ordered Pfizer to disclose details relating to its COVID vaccine and new numbers relating to vaccine injuries. The founder of Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, on One America News Tuesday.
They were getting so many adverse events reported to them from the Pfizer shot that Pfizer had to hire additional employees, and they reported this information to the FDA in February of 2021 that they had to hire at least 2,400 additional staff to be able to keep up with the volume.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.